Oh, God. Outside. Bigfoot wearing a top hat, Kyle. As I saw. Oh,
God.
Saw. Out there. Oh, oh.
What?
I just ran so far.
Oh. Oh. Oh, hey. Hey, oh. Nice of you to join us.
Nice to come by.
Yeah, Brian was just saying something. I don't know. I can't pay attention to him. But glad you're here now, because we can get started.
Oh, let's get hop.
Yeah, just put all this behind you, Brian.
Right behind me.
He's right behind you.
Oh, no, oh, my God.
His top hat.
Oh, okay.
He's juggling now.
It's just a joke.
Oh, he's pulling something out of it. Oh, my God. It's my tax returns. How'd he get those?
It's Monopoly money. He's the Monopoly Bigfoot.
Do they have a Bigfoot Monopoly? They really should.
Yeah.
They're missing out.
I don't know how would you build, like, shacks?
I don't know.
Not hotels.
Shanties?
Or, yeah.
Something hidden under a log.
Pass this stream, collect $200.
Everybody's pieces are just big feet, and they all get confused.
Yeah, big feet.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Awkward encounters.
Yeah. With Bigfoot wearing top hats.
Or big feet.
He was just trying to ask you out to prom.
You ever just see someone with big feet and you're like, they say.
Yeah.
Your shoes should be more expensive, but they aren't because the exchange for shoes make no sense.
Yeah.
Toddler shoes are still $60. Less material. Nobody knows why.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's the big feet, more likely to stub your toes.
Stub your toes. That's the other thing we're going to be talking about.
Home shopping networks.
Things
to prevent you from doing stupid shit.
Yeah, like stubbing your toes.
Yeah.
Like a foot guard.
Yeah, a nice foot guard for like a rubber piece you boil in water and stamp your toes on.
Yeah, produced by 3M.
Yep. They're producing everything these days.
They're even reproducing.
Yeah. They're just extrapolating. You got to be baptized if you want to work for 3M, though, I hear.
Between baptism and Buddhism, we're going to pick between these two topics, or the coin is. The coin's going to pick.
Let fate decide. That's what I always say.
Yeah. And so now what we're going to do for you, audience, for everybody who's listening or half-heartedly listening or barely even listening at all, maybe you're just wandering in your own brain space thinking about how this big sponge can float inside a skull.
Yeah, just looking for a glass of milk in your brain space.
Endless.
Somebody keeps drinking out of the cartons. You just keep running across empty ones.
In your brain space.
You're like, don't do this, other brain space people. Why are you invading and just leaving empty things in the fridge? You know you should just take it out and put it on the list.
Oh, that's a good idea for a new hit arcade game. Brain Space Invaders. Collect as many milk cartons as you can.
And eventually you get 100 of them. And that means you can redeem them at your grocery store for a new milk carton.
But an empty carton.
Yeah. All that the hook is, that's the twist at the end. All the milk cartons in the grocery store are also empty. And then the mystery is afoot. At who is slurping up the milk cartons and putting them back in the fridge.
Oh, a foot. Bigfoot.
Yeah,
back big to awkward foot. Encounters.
Here we go.
So now what we usually do is we talk about how we would go about doing what we're talking about.
That's what we normally
three
do.
Abouts. It takes about three.
It's a roundabout way.
Yeah.
So for home shopping network, I was thinking like an interesting thing that we could do is, it lends itself to our scene building stuff is, you know how they always have people who call in who either endorse or like somewhat spontaneously say they hated the product.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
Do they do that?
Yeah. People call in and are like, oh, I bought this nice kerchief for my grandson. He's such a gentleman. And that's great, lady. It's down to five of them. Okay, you better call in quick if you want to order. And yeah, he bought them. It was for his bar mitzvah. And he stuffed them all in the cake and he was really upset.
So one would be a single salesman, and the other person would be calling in his characters. And then another one could be both of us trying to sell stuff to the audience.
Yeah.
And
like those ones who are like you on the cooking stuff, they always have like somebody doing all the cooking and like creating stuff.
Yep.
And the other person's just like,
yeah, just tasting.
Oh, I don't know how you did that. Oh my God, I love fried cranberries.
So you're telling me that this is a stainless, oven safe, paper mache pan.
Wow. I could cook all my horseshoes in this.
Okay, wait, we're coming up with material. Okay.
You're going to try and pitch people on cooking horseshoes?
Well, paper mache pans, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's liable.
Right. So, how about we do three? So, we've already got the caller audience.
Yep.
We've got the duo, the dynamic duo trying to sell shit to people.
Yep.
What's the third one? We could do...
On-set catastrophes.
No, that sounds like another subject.
Yeah, that could be... Oh, we got to write that down.
We could do producer, like, interference.
Oh. Or...
like, the guy just sucks at selling stuff. And the producer comes on live and he's just like, stop it. What are you doing? Like,
yeah. Could do something like that. Let's switch to the other topic. Maybe something will come to us. All right. Oh, yeah. For awkward encounters. Definitely another scene one. I guess we could do awkward encounters like somebody demands a refund and they're at the wrong store or got something. Like, it's Christmas time and you gave somebody a package and turns out that that's the thing they're allergic to. Now they've just been exposed. Or you're trying to make this awkward
for me. Yeah, I'm just fucking with you again. I'm not saying anything.
God damn it. This was supposed to be a topic that I excelled at.
So, revenge. Awkward encounters could be, what if you get abducted?
Don't like
right?
it.
Right? You get abducted, but then it turns out you're abducted by humans.
Oh, what if you're abducted by your birth parents?
Oh. Yeah.
That probably happens to people, those poor people.
Wait, are we talking about alien abduction or like they're stealing you?
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's either way, that's what abduction is.
I guess.
That's a stolen from your life and forced into.
But when you talk about it that way, mine doesn't seem that awestrucken.
Yeah.
But you're abducted.
You don't feel bad for those people who think they're... Wait.
I meant aliens.
But you said people.
Yeah, people aliens. Like, they're flying around a spaceship looking for aliens.
I thought you meant someone from
And Austria they're like, we just caught another human. Throw them back.
I thought you meant someone from, like, Austria or Hungary, just like aliens. I was like, man.
All Austrians and Hungarians are aliens.
Well,
watch out.
Well, we're aliens to them as well. And just like anyone.
I'm not an alien.
Anyone from outside your country is termed as an alien.
Immigrant.
No, because they're not in your. They're not trying to immigrate to your country.
I'm an alien?
To other countries.
Then why the hell are we looking in space for aliens?
It's just
a term. What is Area 51 anyways? A bunch of Mexicans just crashed?
It's a double entendre. Okay.
What?
It's a double entendre.
Who made it that way?
I don't know. I guess the Latin or maybe the French or Germanics. I mean, it's our languages.
I think the aliens did it.
Well, I mean, those are all aliens to
England. Look at this conundrum. Oh, conundrum.
So yeah,
who made a conundrum?
I guess we did. This is getting awkward.
Okay, anyways, awkward encounters. It could be like farting in a supermarket.
We could recant awkward encounters.
Oh, yeah, we could regale about our sales.
Recant. That's
that didn't...
Redacting.
What?
Never mind, I used the wrong word. Don't pay any attention to this. Yeah.
Recant?
Recant is the wrong word.
Why, recant?
That's like retracting or redacting, right? You recant your statement?
Yeah.
Yeah. So wrong word.
Well, that's still awkward. Awkward encounter happening right now.
You're a witness. This is going to go in my top one most embarrassing moments. Just kidding. I've done way worse than that.
Ever about tell you about the time I was caught trying to snoop up the Statue of Liberty's dress?
Oh, yeah. Taking peeps.
Yeah.
Selling them as postcards. See up Lady Liberty's skirt.
See where the liberty lies.
Oh man, I've never been libertarian, but now
look up at the libby
the libertarian.
Libertarian.
Oh man
yep, that's a good one.
Yep.
I save that in the bank.
The spank bank you got there.
Spank bank. The Lady Liberty spank bank.
I can only get off on justice and freedom.
What the fuck? Are you Batman?
Oh, man. They probably are freaky.
Batman?
Yes, man, bat people are probably also freaky, but I just meant in a sexual sort of way.
Awkward encounters could be... So, we did... Okay. One is our own awkward encounters.
Yeah.
The other one would be like...
a scene we create.
Yeah, what would be awkward encounters.
Yeah.
What about just like... I'm trying to think of what else an awkward encounter could be. Because, I mean, we could just...
Just like counters that are awkwardly positioned?
Yeah, that's a good one.
What is this counter doing in the middle of... Well, I guess there's... No. In the train... I don't know. Well, no, they have counters there too to block people from getting in.
What about?
Or yeah, there's counters everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know how you have another form of awkward counter. Like it's a counter like an abacus, but it only uses like sexual.
No, it only whatever you type in, it only says 8008.
Yeah, or the Irish
creative.
I was just thinking like an abacus, but with the male and female like symbols. So you gotta count those. Like, it's a little awkward.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like you're counting bodies or something. Jeez.
What? They're symbols.
One John Doe, two John Doe, three John Doe.
Okay, if one was like exclamation points and question marks, would you say the same thing?
No.
They're symbols.
Well, you said male and female, so that tends to personify itself to it.
What? That's the symbol. The symbol, one is symbolizing. Well, I don't know
gender,
how
which is,
oh, yeah. Did I ever tell you about, so I was listening to a radio.
Oh, I see how it is.
Huh?
Just go on listening to radios without me.
Yeah, well, okay, so.
How closely were you listening to it?
I listen pretty closely. I do every morning so I can know what the fuck's happening in the world.
Oh, all right.
I get scared that everything's going to pass me by.
Oh, yeah,
like
that's true.
Like America's going to get run by China and I'm just going to be like, what, when?
Oh, that explains all of this stuff that I've been seeing. No wonder I can't find a fork anywhere.
That's pretty racist, Kyle.
I guess so. I mean, I was just... I don't know.
Forks. I've never been there.
Just I've never been to China.
Stereotypes. Like, I've never been there. Don't know. Don't educate me.
Educate me. I didn't know it was racist. Thank you. I'll stop that.
No, but I was listening to that, and they said a member of the LGBTQ, and for somehow I forgot that there was a Q, or I never knew that there was a Q. It was just LGBT, I thought, is what it was.
Yeah.
For lesbian, gay... bisexual and transvestite.
Transgender,
sorry. Sorry, everybody.
So sorry.
I'm just ignorant. So yeah, I thought that was it. LGBT. I thought that was all of them. And then they said Q. And for whatever reason, the first thing that popped into my mind, and maybe I'm a bad person, was, is there such a thing as a quadrisexual? I was like, what is that? I don't know what that means. It turns out the Q stands... What, you already know?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck you. I guess I'm just a horrible person.
No.
Questioning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I also heard there... Well, I watched something on it, like, on some kind of special. But there's apparently, like, a group of people who are asexual, too, or just don't identify with sexuality at all.
But do you really need a category for questioning? Doesn't that... Doesn't
quite... We're like, people. We categorize everything.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, okay, so think about it this way. The meaning of those terms is to define oneself, right? Like you would say, I am lesbian. So questioning hints at the fact that you still aren't sure. So like, and why would you label yourself as questioning? Like, why wouldn't you just not label yourself at all? Because you haven't decided yet.
It was probably just about community and, you know, feeling like you belong.
Well, then why don't we just throw hetero in there? LGBTQH.
So there's no opponents.
Yeah, well, I guess together.
There's not really opponents because there's hetero friends.
I just want us all to be together. Yep. I don't know why you got to exclude people from your group.
Yeah, just break down the categories.
It's like when they kicked me out of the book club because I kept bringing DVDs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that movie, To Kill a Mockingbird. Oh. Or that movie Harry Potter and all the other movies Harry Potter. Just like the book, I imagine.
Oh, what was that movie about? Yeah. So for our last book club meeting, we decided that we were going to read Of Mice and Men. Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
It was so tragic.
Oh, man. It was great, though. Took you guys 2 weeks and you're only on chapter 50. I just finished the whole series.
I watched it 5 times in a row.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I had the subtitles on. Yeah, this
still counts.
I was reading along. Anyways, yeah. We got way off track.
Yeah, we did.
I guess that's an awkward encounter, like questioning things that might make you, like, I never know how to approach that stuff. It's an awkward encounter for me when I'm, like, I was talking about the LGBTQ. Like, I don't want to seem like I'm against people who are homosexual or whatever, but I don't know why, I don't understand, and that's an awkward encounter, because I'm always like...
Yeah, because you don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't feel like, it's like the whole, like, kind of feminist debate thing.
Brand, this is a comedy podcast. We're getting way too deep here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry. Well, anyways, let me just finish this thought so I don't sound like...
Okay, yeah. Okay,
so it's like the whole feminist debate. Like, I am not a feminist, but it doesn't mean that I don't support feminist rights. I think that everybody should just be equal and should just stop worrying about all that stuff. And I don't think it's right now because it isn't okay now. Yeah, but it should get to a point where we're all just like homo sapiens.
Yeah.
Or hetero sapiens. I don't know which one's right. I'm ignorant.
Neither. Because we're technically homo sapiens sapiens. So.
Oh, sapien.
Yeah.
So let's just be sapiens.
Let's just be sapiens.
Let's come together right now. Sapiens. Was that a Beatles song?
Maybe.
He ran the sunshine, he got Coca-Cola, he won. Something. Mamma Jamma.
He's got yellow llamas. He's got flies down to his teeth.
Got to be a reason why he's laying deceased.
Together. Man, it's a funeral song. Yeah. I never knew that.
Me either. Okay, so back to awkward encounters. Oh, yeah. You're singing the Beatles, strumming along, and then you find a corpse.
That's like Stand By Me.
A movie?
I guess, yeah, that's about, they find a corpse.
Yeah, and that kid gets stung by a bee and dies.
Oh, I don't know. I'd never seen the movie.
Aren't they running on train tracks? Maybe I'm confusing the movies.
No, there's train tracks at some point in that.
The kid with glasses is like allergic to bees or something.
Yeah, but I didn't think he died.
Maybe he just got an allergic reaction, and my repressed memories told me that he died.
Yeah, I just covered my eyes and never saw him again. I was like, oh God, he's dying, he's dying, he's dying. That's all I remembered.
Shouldn't have joined that book club.
Just like when Snow White died. That movie, when she ate that apple. I was too scared. I had to turn it off.
So it was awkward encounters and infomercial. Oh, so we could sell anything, really, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can sell anything. I saw some lady trying to sell, like, cup fragments that were, like, that she was, like, this necklace is made out of ancient cups that we smashed and made into a necklace. And you could, you know, Jesus was alive during these times, so there's, like, a 50% chance he drank out of one of these cups. Like, a 50%, that's a large guarantee there, lady. I don't know how many cups you drink out of, but I can probably limit myself to about 100 in a lifetime.
Yeah, but that was back then when cups were rare.
Yeah, they were.
They used their hands mostly. Yeah. They were like, here, have a cup of soup, and they were just like, ah! It's so hot.
So hot. Why do we keep making soup?
That's when they invented gazpacho.
Yeah, boiling it was even harder.
No pots. Just their hands. Oh, God.
Don't these flowers look nice?
Oh, that's a nice vase you got there. Thank you.
Thank you. I've been practicing. I guess for
doing shadow puppets, that's just a cup.
Just holding up a cup. No, this one's a vase. This one's a pot. This one's a toilet.
Is that why they invented canopic jars? People just got sick of holding organs?
Probably.
Not my fault you don't know how to make a goddamn book.
Not my fault you can't make a fucking cup.
Man, I pity you when you play cricket.
Oh man, we gotta get going. We gotta choose somebody.
Oh yep, choose.
Alright. So
I need a pay. Hatch. Jesus Christ.
All right, hang on. Paper.
I got paper right here.
You can't keep writing on that. I got to get more paper. Oh, wait. Do I have more paper?
Michael J. Scott Paper Company.
No.
Okay, last time on Not Now Podcast, Veronica, I can't believe it's you all these years.
It's me, Veronica.
Oh, did you just see onions? Veronica.
A lot of them.
Oh, Veronica, I missed you and your onion breath. It was me at first. I had Entree.
Entree, Shimmons.
Yes. Your turn.
So I guess we're just talking about. Let's go with the Vlad.
Oh, that looks like a U. Gotta make it more V-shaped. Vlad.
Yep.
And I'll do Glad. Vlad Glad. Okay, and okay. Number?
So the first three are gonna be 5-2-1.
5-2.
5-2-1, 5-2, 3-8-7-2.
Okay.
5-2-1, 5-2, 3-8-7-2.
Oh. Correct.
5-2-3-8-7-2. So backwards is 2-7-8-3-2-5-1-5-5.
Oh, so close.
5-2-1, was it?
Yeah, 5-2-1.
Okay, so 1-2-5.
Yep.
So backwards entirely. Nope. Hang on, wait. 5-2-1, 5-2, 3-8-7-2?
Yep.
Okay, so 2-7-8-3-2-5-2-1-2-5.
Yes.
Jeez.
You got it. And his name backwards.
Glad?
Glad.
G-L-A.
Do you want to hear how I spell them first?
Okay, let's go with that. So, buy me some time.
This is probably one of my favorite characters because his name is spelled Vlad. V-L-A-D-D.
Oh, double
Glad. Fist. G-L-A-D-D. That's a double D's. A big set of double
D's. So Glad backwards, the two D's, would be Diddlelong.
Oh, G-L-A-D-D. Glad, yeah. I was like, there's a V, Kyle. You're doing Glad.
It'd be like, Dald. Dog.
Yeah, Dog.
Dog.
Dolph.
Dolph.
Dog, Dolph.
Dog, Dolph.
Dog, Dolph. Dolph.
Man, we ran right to the same place.
Where else could you go?
You could go...
Transylvania.
The Galva.
The Gulf Coast.
The Galva.
The Gulf Coast.
The golf of vlogged.
The golf of vlogged. Okay, now we gotta add a number to make it a phone number.
So 5-2-1-5-2.
Oh, wait, I had the number.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna do the infinity symbol.
Sideways 8.
Yeah. Sideways 8.
Find it on your phone.
Okay. So you wanna do it?
5-2-1-5-2-3-8-7-2. Infinity. To infinity. Glad we ended on a 2 there.
That's why I did infinity. Yeah, you're catching on to my ways.
And gloved off.
So, if you'd like to get a hold of Vlad Glad, all you need to do is add your phone to your best friend and have them dial 5-2-1-5-2-3-8-7-2-INFINITY. And you can buy your Muppet Puppet Show DVD collection.
Yeah. Well, thanks for warming us up for another episode. We're going to be doing Home Shopping Network or Awkward Encounters, both of which we think are going to be promising.
Don't leave yet!